to the Nutramedical Report. We have Amy here from Legacy Foods, which supplies not only the best dehydrated foods, but the lowest oxygen concentration, the greatest number of calories and grams for your money. Also has emergency power supplies, water supplies, and prepper equipment. It's, I call, the number one place to go. We also have another place called the Ready Store. They have some videos, but I prefer the Legacy Foods. If you want to get yourself prepped up and you do an auto order, you're going to save 20%, get free shipping. There's a special today on meats. Tell us about that meat special, Amy, which I think this lasts today, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. We've been running it through Father's Day, and today's the last day. It is, like, the best price I've ever seen, and I've been with Legacy almost since the beginning. And they've never dropped it this low. So this is the time to get your beef and your chicken freeze-dried, because as the year goes on, it gets busier, and they don't offer this discount like this. So fantastic time to buy this. 100% of USDA chicken and beef.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting that I find is that people often wait too late to start prepping. And I like the rule of better a year early than a day late. Do you like
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, or they're saving for something. And it's like, you know, with Legacy, there's never any shipping. So it's not like you're saving on shipping costs to order. Just piecemeal it. Get a little bit here, get a little bit there, get a little bit next month, and pretty soon you're going to have a nice stock.
Right. You know? And do tell all your close relatives that you're doing this, and they should be doing it too. Because you don't want everybody and their dog to show up at your doorstep when disaster strikes and the grocery stores are cleared in 2 hours. It won't be 2 days or 4 days like the food supply that's here in the country. It'll be 2 hours.
Well, not only that, Dr. Bill, we have group discounts. So if your family wants to buy two and you guys are all shipping to one location, you can take advantage of the volume discounts as you buy more. So,
wow, that's really good.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Now, there's a number of tables that you have when you go to our link. You go, by the way, don't go directly to Legacy Food. Go through, just like all of our suppliers, go through a shop buy product so we get credit for it because that helps to keep us on air. We provide here, here's a good range of things that we provide in our media. Free advice by phone and email. The best quality nutraceuticals on the planet, better than anybody else. Free advice on medical issues and on geopolitical issues, spiritual issues. Our media sites are free. Deagle Network, all our videos and audios are free. We also podcast over to from Livestream to Vimeo, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, Spreaker, Daily Motion, and BitChute. So our information is everywhere, and it's important, the information that will help to provide you answers and even better questions of what you should be doing in every sphere of your life. That's why it's important to use the links. If you use a link, or if I imagine if they call in, and they just mentioned that the show, if they happen to be inadvertently called into Legacy Foods, they should. What should they say to the Legacy Food people?
Well, I would ask how they would go about giving you credit, because really they need to go through your link. It's all done through the affiliate setup.
Right, so if they go to the shop, buy a product, that's the way to go. It also gives all the information they need, too, because you get all the different breakdowns, different products that are available. And I love how you did how they designed your website. It's very, you know, very professional. It makes it very easy to get your, very user-friendly. I mean, it's not, it's fiddle-friendly. How's that?
Yeah, there you go.
Now, I want to go into another area. I want to get you to ask the questions of, why do you prep? How fragile is the world? I just put an alert yesterday on H7N9. Now, I'm an infectious disease pandemic expert. I worked in the 90s under Reserve Admiral Hughes with the Center for Disease Control and the FEMA, and FBI. And if people don't think that we have another pandemic coming, they're wrong. H7N9 is only three mutations away from being a pandemic flu that will make the 1918 flu look like nothing. It killed my grandmother's brother and sister. First, it killed her sister, and the brother wanted to hold the sister before they closed the coffin, and a week later they buried him. That's back in 1918. So you got to start understanding here that the population is weaker than it was back then in America from genetically modified foods, toxic radiation from smart meters, cell phones, and Wi-Fi networks, increasing use of vaccines which damage our immune systems, and we have increasingly virulent bugs that are spreading around the world. Now, this H7N9, when it becomes less than 38% lethal to, say, 10% or 15%, say 10%, it won't infect very few people. It'll infect everybody, but 10% of the people it infects will kill. Yep. If you don't think this is coming, you're a blithering idiot, and you're going to die in your own spit and vomit. How's that? Is that a way of kind of getting it through to the knuckleheads and think that they're going to be okay, or their doctor's going to prescribe an antibiotic, which won't happen antiviral? And the virus, antiviral drugs are very dangerous, like ribavirin. They can drop your hemoglobin a gram a day in the intensive care unit. Okay? So you got to listen up. If you don't protect yourself by having good nutrition and taking our NutriMeds and our NIOSH masks and our defense wipes and our NutriDefense and so on, and you're not ready for it, you're going to be blindsided by the fact you're not going to be able to get the supplies, because when it does happen, we had, in 2009, we had a real bottleneck because everybody and their dog wanted our nutraceuticals to protect them from the H1N1 flu, which was bad, but it passed. This one coming isn't going to pass. This has been mutating since 2013 in China. And now the latest report is 38% lethal. Okay? So people need to understand there's multiple reasons why our society is fragile. Number one, we're in increasing trade war with China. China's already hacking into our power grid. So is Russia. Number two, we have the chance of every 150 years, roughly, a coronal mass ejection from the sun, and we're due. Carrington event. Number three, the likelihood of a sawed-off country like North Korea, Venezuela, or Iran hitting us with an EMP weapon with a fishing boat 300 miles off the coast is incredibly easy. You fire a missile with a 2 or 3 kiloton EMP weapon 100,000 feet in the air and 1,500 radio miles of electrical power grid, cell phone towers, and Wi-Fi networks is blown and isn't going to come back. We haven't hardened our power grid, like Professor Pai says, who's in a federal commission on this, which would cost roughly $2 billion to harden our power grid with power surge protectors and Faraday cages, etc. But we haven't. We have falling down highways, roadways, and we don't have high-speed fiber optic across the country like places like Indonesia and Singapore, which is everywhere is high-speed transmission. And as a result, our infrastructure is failing. Our food supply is failing. In fact, one thing that people don't know is that because of the credit and the control by globalists, the more and more farmers are not farming, and more people are not putting flocks out to actually grow food. And they're even talking about modifying our food supply, so they're going to start introducing genetically modified frankenmeat. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, frankenmeat, which basically they grow beefsteaks in a petri dish. How's that? Frankenmeat, I call it. Yeah, it is if you're Frankenstein, you've been resurrected from the dead with lightning bolts from heaven.
Yeah.
Ew. It's called ew meat. You want to eat it if you want to be one of the walking dead. How's that?
There you go. Exactly.
People say, Dr. Diggle, you're making it up. I said, I wish I was making up all this bad stuff. I get up in the morning and I say, there's not too much for me. I absorb and understand it all. And the problem is I always tell people
there's just too much that can happen. That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah, well, too much. It's not can happen. You got to understand, if you add a fractional possibility of this happening and that happening and that happening, and you add it all together, it's pretty likely something bad is going to happen.
Right.
Right? And in other words, the chances of something in the next decade that's going to make society cringe, like it could be as simple as a trade war where we decide to have an economic collapse. Right now, for example, Trump just put on a 10% tariff on $200 billion of Chinese goods coming into the country. Because the Chinese were trying to retaliate against us. And, of course, if we have a trade war with China, they're going to lose and we're not going to lose. I mean, at the very least, their trade deficit with America is going to contract dramatically. So they're not going to have a trade surplus of $357 billion. But it means the world economy is going to contract. And if the big, great economies contract, smaller economies like El Salvador and Nicaragua and so on are going to have, as they say, we have a cold, they have a cardiac arrest. How's that?
There you go. Yeah.
And they're all showing up at our doorstep now, expecting us to take care of them. That's what's going on. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats, I call the dumb and crappies, they're asking us to have our doors open to take everybody in. Why don't we put them on the Hollywood? So, Amy, you've got an amazing array of foods. Pick out some of the top specials that are going on right now, besides the meat special and all the auto ship and everything. And, of course, the positive features were for the legacy foods compared to every other company. You know, there's a whole bunch of them. You have a big chart on the front page, and you go into the shop by product. And that chart is very telling. It says everybody else is full of it and provides you for a lot more money, a lot less product, that doesn't have the range of entrees, doesn't have all the GMO-free top-quality foods with low oxygen concentration. And not only that, supplies with other things like power supply systems, like you have these portable power supply systems, water supply systems, and everything. Vitel are portable combined with, of course, our pure water system, which is the prepper system, the Prev 200. I want people to start realizing you better start preparing, you know, month by month now than facing in, say, 2, 3, 5, 6 years, because it's my prediction that after Trump, all hell and fury is going to break loose because the monster's not dead. And when I saw this IG report, I realized that it's just more whitewash, and I'm getting sick of watching the news. I'm getting so sick of it. I turn it on, and they all machinate why everybody should be in jail, and they're on book tours. I guess rather than going to prison, maybe their new prison is they have to go to the prison of being in front of a camera and flogging their book. I mean, damn it, why is Comey still walking around with a smirky smile, the green giant from hell, literally acting like he's so righteous when he's a devil? It's sickening. Or Hillary Clinton, I call Hitlery Rotten Clinton. The Hildebeest is her other name, the Hildebeest. You like that? And they should actually draw her always with a big green reddish tail and, you know, long fangs on her mouth and horns on her head. I mean, honestly, these people are evil, and they're so high level. Only functionaries like this one, Reality Winner. What a name. She changed her name to Reality Winner. Sorry, you got the wrong reality, little girl. And you're not a winner. You're in prison now, but you're a lower level functionary, and you're going to wear orange for years. But the higher levels are on book tours. Now, if you don't think our food supply is dangerously fragile, imagine what these maniacs that actually want to reduce world population want to do to you by not only despoiling your food supply, but cutting it and allowing our power grid and everything to be fragile so that if they just blow the internet, food isn't going to be delivered to your grocery store. What are you going to do 4 days? If I was going to make a B-movie, you know what I'd call it? I'd call it the fourth day. You know what happens on the fourth day?
Yeah.
All your food in your refrigerator is rotten because you don't have power. The dog is barking his head off because the dog food is bad. Okay, or luckily maybe you have dry dog food, but people don't eat dry dog food. The wife is saying, I think we have a gun in the closet. We haven't used it in years. Our next door neighbor is a prepper. Can you go next door and at gunpoint, if necessary, get some of his stuff because we're starving now. It's the fourth day.
Yeah.
And if you don't think that's going to happen, you're going to see the emergence of what I call a new subspecies of American human being. It's called Homo sapiens cannibalis. People say, No, what is that? That sounds very Latin. I said, well, it's a digalism of Latinese, I call it. So, in other words, you're going to start seeing people eating other people because other food supply is not available, only the two-legged kind. How's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, people say, that won't happen. I said, it happened in the Second World War where they ate children. They not only eat their pets first, just look at Venezuela. The Venezuelization of America can happen because of ignorance or thinking, well, we got our savior, Donald Trump. Donald Trump's doing the best he can, man. He's doing better than most would even imagine. But he can't fix everything. And God is going to let us suffer unless we literally, number one, face reality, which requires prayer. And when you pray, God's going to say to you, tap you on the shoulder. You know what he's going to say? This is God. Go to Legacy Foods now. 6 months from now, you will be starving and eating your pets. I mean, if you could hear God, he'd probably say that, wouldn't he?
You got to help yourself, too.
Yeah, in other words, you know, he's telling like Lot, you're in a place I'm going to destroy. Get out, or you'll be destroyed, too. You got this, Lot? And he did. He had to send angels to finally get through to him. It's time to leave, Lot. Don't stay there. Well, guess what? If you're in a big city, if you haven't prepped up, even if you're so-called a Christian and you believe in the Bible and all this stuff, you haven't taken action on it, you're going to suffer and you're going to die viciously.
Yeah.
People say, oh, that can't happen. We're in the modern world. The modern world is so fragile now, it's obscene. In fact, guess what? When society collapses, you know, they talk about the Stone Age. It'll be like throwing us back to the Stone Age. No, it won't. Yeah. The Stone Age will be like the Sandals Resort compared to what's coming. The Stone Age will be, wow, this is great. I love living in the Stone Age, getting your own, you know, sloth and grabbing your own wildcats and killing foxes and just eating berries and nuts that are not poisoned with pollution. This is fantastic. This will be like the Sandals Resort compared to what's coming. What's coming is devastation, radiation, toxic food, pandemics, and vicious, hungry people with weapons. People say, yeah. Well, that paints a pretty bad picture, Dr. Deagle. I said, look, let's put it this way. I worked with the federal government on war games for nuclear, biological, chemical warfare. And let me tell you, it's a lot worse than you can imagine. In fact, it's so bad, you can almost laugh, but there's a body count. So, if you think, you're just exaggerating, I said, well, it's a good idea to have, 30, like, for example, better than gold and silver. And that's why I tell people to still get carrot bars, because then you have portable currency that's in gold. Carrot bars, gold and cash, carrot bar cash, etc. But the best gold is to have food. You can imagine the smile on someone's face when they're starving to death and you get a bucket of, say, 2 months' worth of food to give a family in exchange for maybe a vehicle like a truck.
Right.
And they'll say, take my truck, damn it. I want the bucket.
Right.
Or thank you, Lord. You have a bucket for me, and I give you a truck to you. Really.
Yeah.
And somebody's making their own biodiesel so they can actually drive the damn truck. Right?
Yeah.
Taking old spent oil from different restaurants that are now defunct because the society's collapsed and there's no restaurants active. But there's a lot of oil hanging around in those kitchens, isn't there? So people say, no, Dr. Deagle, that can't happen. I say, you know what? America has been very good and very bad. But God is giving a final warning. He's saying, you know what? I'm going to give you 7 fat years during Trump's administration. This is the first of the 7 fat years. And after Trump is gone, I'm going to let the beast loose on you guys because you never paid attention.
Yeah.
And I honestly think we're going to get a big wake-up call in the second part of his term because Trump is going to actually sign the agreement to authorize the abomination of desolation and the temple in Jerusalem. He's already promised it 2 years ago. He just yesterday signed to rebuild our space program and go back to the moon and Mars. We've already been there. It's all a lie. People say, oh, you're crazy, Deagle. We haven't been there. I said, you know what? We can go there with technology where the computing power of the space vehicles that went to the moon were less than my calculator today, let alone my cell phone that's a million times more powerful. And you're telling me we haven't been to the moon? I said, how stupid are you? I mean, you know, if your brain was made of a bag of rocks, it would be smarter. Right? They're not going to tell you what they're doing, of course, because we've got entire space fleets. That's why they took Gary McKinnon and charged him with espionage because he hacked into our list of commissioned officers in our space fleets. They want you to know that they're destroying the environment and they're watching it deteriorate in your eyes and they're planning on reducing the population of fertility and IQ and making people sicker with forced vaccines in 2 years with a national ID. Nah, it's not really happening, is it? Yeah, it is, unfortunately. And welcome back. Just to recount this weekend, I was a very busy guy, a busy boy over the Father's Day weekend. I did a lot of consults and emails and so on. And I had two wonderful individuals that came in, actually, from Texas, Marsha and Cliff. And I demonstrated my professional-grade dual whooper sonic life machine to them and actually showed you can actually hear the song of DNA being talked to your cells. They were so impressed. And, of course, unfortunately, Cliff, who's pretty wealthy, had decided that he got a power plate, which I said, I got rid of my triplanar because it's toxic to joints. The Sonic Life is not toxic, and it exercises you 1 10-minute session to go into an hour of aerobics, but it won't traumatize your knee joints or your ankle joints or your back or whatever. It stimulates each muscle group and each level of your bones. It also pumps your blood vessels and lymphatics so you get a peristaltic wave of contraction between heartbeats that pumps the blood around your body and increases perfusion. But it also has this plug-in where you can actually turn it on, and even if the machine's not turned on to exercise mode, you can actually hear the song of the atomic resonance of minerals and amino acids played to your cells to open up your ion channels and turn on your DNA. And it counteracts electropollution. In fact, it also developed an antenna system where you can actually broadcast into the room with my antenna and MP3 player. So they can contact me if they want to get purchased that, and it includes the frequencies for their treatment. Now, you're getting very familiar with this. It's based on research that Dr. Linus Pauling and other chemists worked on quantum biophysics. And basically what I did is I was able to actually figure out how to actually generate the frequencies of the atomic resonance and create a not only a new musical scale, the scale I call the musical scale of the song of DNA. The black keys being minerals and the white keys being atomic resonance of amino acids. And you're familiar with that now, Jim, because I sent you the actual frequency. And you've been doing this for years based on the research of the Qigong master friend of the speaker maker of the Sonic Life Machine from South Korea. It's pretty impressive, isn't it, when you play the frequencies I sent you, isn't it, when you play it through the machine?
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. And the machine has a frequency range of 0 to 100,000 hertz.
Right. Now, you have to understand this. What is life, okay? Now, I like to ask simple questions that a three-year-old asks. And by the way, just to be sarcastic, I have no intention of ever becoming four. I'm 66 now, going at 67 next February. And I don't intend to ever become a four-year-old mentally in terms of being able to have somebody tell me to shut up. Sometimes I'll be quiet for a moment to listen to others' opinions, but I'm not going to shut up asking tough questions. Now, interestingly, and I mentioned this to some of the people that have called in, and I've talked about it on the show, where do you think questions come from? What part of you do questions come from?
Oh, I don't know, just people that want to know.
No, questions only come from your soul. They never come from your mind. Your mind only believes what input it comes to it. So your left and right brain, which is your logical brain or your intuitive brain that deals with arts, like on the right side, basically questions always come from the hyperdimensional part of you, which is your soul. Isn't that interesting? And you can do a horology analysis with my son Matthew, and he can tell you, if you know the minute when the question appeared from your soul, he can tell you the answer to what the question is. Is that cool?
Oh.
Now, you got to understand the nature of the universe. What we have, and I do metapathia scans, people need to know that I've actually hacked into the quantum biophysics of the hologram of the universe. Now, every biological system, every life system, whether it's a human being or a tree or a bug or a fish in the ocean, has an interaction of a dance between biophotons, ion channels, and the activation of DNA to create structural proteins and enzymes. So what is aging? Aging is a deficiency of biophotons that shuts down the activation of genes to create structural proteins and enzymes, period. You can put a period on that. That's what aging is. Aging is a deficiency of biophotons. And when you put the right biophotons in, you reactivate your DNA. So not only is the Sonic Life the best exercise machine that's non-traumatic, it also is the best way to stimulate your DNA. You get the sound and the electromagnetics put through the woofer. You can actually sit on this or lay on it, the platform which is bigger, the Sonic Life Professional. The single one, this is a smaller platform. It's a little bit more difficult to lay on. It's not quite as big. But you don't have to exercise. You can just sit on it and turn on the song of DNA, and it'll pump it through your body.
Right.
People say, why is that important? I say, well, if you go to near space 400 miles above the Earth in the space station and you have not had the frequency harmonics of the Schumann resonance of the Earth shoving your electrons to the outer orbital so the DNA talks to the ion channels, your DNA starts to shut off and you actually start to die. Did you know that? So you couldn't travel to deep space, even to Mars or the Moon, unless you have a Schumann resonance generator. If you're going to travel for more than a couple of days, you start to get gene silencing. Interesting, hey? Now, that's just a general Schumann resonance, which means it kind of shoves your electrons. If it's specific, it's the harmonic resonance of the specific minerals for each disease state. And I can actually give you a prescription for which minerals, based on research from Linus Pauling and my own work and the work we can get from the metapathia scanner, they can tell me which amino acids and minerals are necessary to reactivate your DNA.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. Now,
that is very cool.
I'm in the process of working up all the information. We just got our patents on the Red Deer Velvet DR, and there's now a patent filed in the patent office, so I have a patent pending on that. I want to work on a patent pending on my epigenetic frequency therapy, because we'll soon be licensing it to Lumen Photon when they get their new engineers, and also other technologies like acupuncturists that want to use the frequency through acupoint needles at the chi energy points in your body. Now, it's really simple. You just stand on the machine, the Sonic Life, and it'll pump those frequencies to your body, and I can send you the MP3, which you can play in your iPhone or iPad just by simply sending you a Dropbox share so you can have download the MP3 and then play it. It's that easy. Right. Plug it in, turn it on, and play it. And I can even get you little mini amps that actually act as a go-between, either a Joyo amp or another amp that I have that you can plug into your computer to charge it. And you can simply put the frequency through and adjust the volume, because it can get pretty loud, too. I mean, you can turn up so loud, you can hear it's rocking and rolling the whole machine. I'm thinking, that's the DNA signal being literally pumped through your body to turn on your genes, to rebuild your bones, your ligaments, your heart muscle, your kidneys, etc. But you need the right substance, too. You can't just take the frequency. If you don't take the right substance, that's where Red Deer Velvet and our fancy NutriMed line comes in. If you don't have the biomolecules when you have the signal present, you don't get anything to happen. Wow. Now, in utero is the only time when you don't age. And I'm the first in the world to discover that. And it was as though I asked like a three-year-old question, Mommy, Mommy, Daddy, when babies are born, do they start aging? Yes. You only start aging on the first day you're born. You don't age in utero. In fact, you have heart surgery or abdominal surgery. You never get a scar in utero. Isn't that interesting? Because all the biomolecules are present. Now, the placenta is also a biophoton generator of basically biophotons that tell your genes what to do to make a baby. The placenta is not just a passive, ugly-looking organ that interfaces with the mother's placenta. It actually is not only a bioengine generating 6 hormones and 300 biomolecules, it's also a biophoton generator to tell you how to build a baby. Is that cool or what? Now, there's basal nuclei in the brain that take over that function when you get older, and when you're fasting, your liver goes into what's called a placental phase, which means it starts generating molecules when you're fasting that are similar to what the placenta generates to make sure you don't age in utero, which is why fasting is so good for you. Because your liver starts to turn into what's called reverts back into a placental phase to generate biomolecules to rebuild your organs. But it only occurs when you're fasting. Is that interesting or what?
That is.
It's inadequate, though. It doesn't generate all the molecules. That's why we need our Red Deer Velvet DR, which means I preserve the molecules to the terminal ileum so they don't get destroyed by your stomach acid pepsin and by the succus enterica, the digestive enzymes. So the biomolecules get mycelized in hormones and they go to your target tissues and regenerate you.
Right. So I have a question. With the bioresonance frequencies, would you get more benefit if you also use the other audio out jack and use headphones?
Any kind of your time you're irradiating. I have right now my antenna in my studio. I'm irradiating myself with a specific spectrum of frequencies for my specific health issues that I'm concerned about. So while I'm sitting here on the show, I'm actually getting irradiated with a 10-inch antenna, and my MP3 player is playing it through a little amp, a pile amp, and broadcasting it to the room. So in the room, I've actually got what's called entrainment frequencies turning on my genes.
Okay.
Is that cool? In other words, it counteracts the effect of my big computer, which is gone now. It's gone for the next 10 days because it's going to get repairs on the Asus motherboard. But I got my little laptop and all my other electronic junk here that's trying to jam my DNA. And people don't know that the electronic world is silencing our DNA. Crazy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's getting worse all the time.
It is. It's getting catastrophic. But people don't know it. As I say, don't be a beaker fog. Your legs are getting fried in the beaker. And you won't be able to jump. Jim, we have, of course, we have the amazing Sonic Life exercise machine, which is my favorite. After I finish the show today, I get at least 10 to 20 minutes on my Sonic Life. I like to also do a dual treatment where at the same time I'm running my frequencies from my iPad directly through the machine so I can actually hear the song of DNA being played for specific frequency spectral fingerprints to activate my DNA for healing and regeneration. See, where I think the future is going is a collective of different technologies like my Red Deer Velvet, epigenetic frequency therapy, etc. And I want to set up, and listen to this, I want to set up what's called the Zero Life Institute, where you stop aging. And I want to actually convert it into a church. And a church means you have become a member of the church. You have a dues, but then you get all your supplements and all of your care and all your time in the facility and or multiple facilities covered by your membership. I call it life insurance. Not life insurance to cash in when you die and you have to put your bones in the ground, but life insurance to keep you alive. And I want to see the emergence in the next 10 to 20 years of what's called the welderly. I want to see 90-year-olds go back into sports. I want to see former quarterbacks going back into their sport after they repair their brain from traumatic brain injury. I want to see people regrowing limbs from veterans that actually had their limbs blown off by IEDs doing one of our stupid wars. I want to see people going back into business or going back into traveling the world or even climbing mountains that maybe could never do it before, but now we've regenerated them and even corrected any genetic defects they have. I want to see the emergence of what I call the welderly. Do you like that term? The well elderly population, the welderly. And you have to have a vision. You know, it says, my people perish for lack of vision. That was actually a quote from the book of Genesis by God. And now that my people are in one place and of one tongue, there nothing shall be withheld from their imagination. That was a promise gave to us before the Tower of Babel, a man decided to do what was right in his own eyes, which is the definition of evil. If we have an intention to help the human race, to it's not going to happen unless we have wisdom, and wisdom isn't going to happen unless we have age. If we have 100 times more centenarians, like the 17 populations that drink glacial milk, like the Georgians, we'll have more wise people because we'll have more elderly people that still have a clue. We'll still have people that are respected because they're still physically active and not just wheeled around in wheelchairs or using walkers or barely able to talk because they had a stroke. Or they're in congestive heart failure, so they're in the intensive care unit trying to resurrect their body so they don't croak. But our whole society is getting sicker at a younger age, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And the healthcare system is trying to wrestle with the idea, do we take care of everybody and their dog that arrives at our doorstep with this immigration garbage? Which is basically, do you know that two-thirds of the people that ask for asylum in the world actually ask for it in America? Two-thirds of the entire world.
I can believe it, yeah.
Now, I have a real simple solution to this, and I want to mention it on your show because I think it's important. We not only have to resurrect health, but we also have to do things like calming people down so they can start thinking, and that's why the CBD oil is so important. And there were four companies selling the CBD oil at the Academy of Environmental Medicine. But the one that you introduced me to is the Nanotech Dose Response, where you can press the pump. Liposomal form, and it immediately calms you down. I usually take 3 or 4 pumps first thing in the morning just to get up and kind of deal with the stress of the day. And I take it through the day. It's amazing. Pain relief, stress relief, blood pressure relief, blood sugar stabilization. It's what I call the lubricant for life. Now, my plan for just being calm about this and human is, number one, what you do is you set up a system where you have work camps. So when someone arrives and they want to, basically they say they want asylum, they don't want asylum, they want a job. You ship them by bus and you actually go down to the home countries. You go down to, say, El Salvador or whatever. You have the agents there say, okay, how do you want to come to America? You can come to America working and having half your salary like Bracero 2, and we will actually bus you from your home country, El Salvador, right through Texas and right through or whatever, right through California, right through to your work facility, and you can work there, and we'll keep half your salary. You'll have good food and housing for you and your kids all together. And then when it's time to go back to your home country, you'll have money, and we'll bus you back. Hey. Most of the people coming here want to just work and earn a living and actually be safe. And if they truly are in danger, number two, we need to send our Delta Force in and kill all the buggers, including the drug cartel people who are working with our FBI and CDC, like Operation Fast and Furious, where in fact we know that the government was actually working in collaboration, so we kill the drug cartels because they're starting to run the failed state of Mexico. And number three, if we actually have people who want to emigrate here, it should be based on merit. Not chain migration where you get one person and all 30 relatives arrive here whether they have skill sets or not. That's craziness. I don't care if they arrive here, if they want to work, we can put them in a work camp so they can't integrate in society. So you have different pathways. You have a work pathway called Bracero 2. You have a pathway where you have true asylum, and you have to prove it. You have true asylum because somebody's trying to kill you and your family. Yes, you have asylum, but that asylum means it has to have a pretty high bar. It doesn't mean you get permanent asylum. It means you get asylum for a period of time where you don't get citizenship, where you can stay and work here at a work camp, but you're not going to get citizenship. You're going to get citizenship if we need you in tech or some non-tech industry, and we want you to integrate into society, and I personally think we need to exclude Muslims. Muslims are trying to find excuses why they should be in America. It's a poison. This is dangerous. And we need a face to music, but you see, it's considered racist. Muslim is not a race. I mean, lots of people in Syria and other countries are Muslims. It's not a race. It's a mind control system that's dangerous. And we have to face the music. And the only people that are going to talk about that are people like Donald Trump, at least partially. He's not fully saying it because this ban on specific populations. But the same thing goes when you think calmly about things, you have to realize, look what it's doing to Germany. Angela Merkel is going to be kicked out. She's been told by her own amalgamated government that basically unless she stops this open borders to Germany, it's going to destroy it. Well, the same thing, when you start taking CBD oil, you start thinking calmly about things, and you have a humane solution that doesn't separate kids and their parents. When parents arrive here, and they're so stupid, if they just present themselves at the port of entry, they won't be separated, but they have to apply for asylum. But everybody and their dog is applying for asylum. They don't want asylum. They want to make money. You take them gently with air-conditioned buses and good meals and bottled water to a work facility where they can work. They don't get off the ranch. They don't get to go to society or scramble around, or if they're single boys or girls, because something like 85% of the people that single children arrive here can be easily victims of MS-13 or some other gang, or become basically we call donkeys for carrying drugs and other things into the country. Or they become part of gangs, whether they're gangs like MS-13 or some other gang. So we can stop that very easily. So I have a simple solution for it. Now the problem is, when you think calmly and humanely, when you take something like CBD oil, you can do that. You can start saying, you know what, I'm going to prep up for what Dr. Deagle's saying might come in 6 or 7 years, or 2 years, whoever. I'm going to start prepping up to take care of my health by reducing the stress load, because my job is stressful, my family is stressful, my finances are stressful. And you don't realize, if you don't take care of stress, stress will get you. It'll kill you. And that's why CBD oil is so important. Now, it's not the only thing. We have things like Calm Mind and Brain Mag. For depression, we have 5-HTP Cross and Stress to Go to reduce the stress hormones. But the CBD oil is like a wonderful augmentation of those other nutraceuticals. I have it in my drink. Calm Mind, Brain Mag, and all the other fancy nutraceuticals in my one drink here. So I sip on that all day long. Okay. But I have my CBD oil. I'm shaking right with my hand right in front of me. And so at the next break, I'll take a couple pumps and I'll say, okay, this is not marijuana. You don't get displaced or weird. This is superior to marijuana. It just makes you calm and alert. You're not calm and kind of dopey or, you know, drooling on your paper while you're writing. No, right. You're alert. Right. You're calm and alert at the same time, which is nice. It means you're able to accomplish what you want during the day, but you're not drooling. How's that?
Right.
Now, you see, my program for immigration is pretty humane and rational. The Democrats, I call the dumb and crappies, or the Republicrats, the people that always do, I call the stupid party, always do things that make themselves an easy target. You shouldn't separate children and parents. What you simply do is you send them to work camps, where the children and parents are sent basically to work camps where they can pick fruit or do whatever they're doing, get a decent meal, a decent shelter, and help from Health and Human Services, but they don't separate the children and the parents. That was a very bad move on the part of the government to, quote, enforce the letter of the law. The letter of the law, if it's stupid, should be ignored.
Right.
And believe it or not, it's one of the, you know, if there's any chink in the armor of Trump and his administration, including Jeff Sessions, that's one of them. Isn't it? And they're going to find that chink. I got a solution to it. Don't enforce the letter of the law. You look stupid because it is stupid.
Right.
Same way as your health. Don't think following the prescriptions of your doctor are going to make you better. They're just going to pre-embalm you, so you probably should get a discount on your formaldehyde when they take your carcass and put it in the ground to make sure they take all your blood out and put formalin in, so you don't come back out in the middle of your grave.
Your funeral. Yeah.
Exactly. You're pickled for eternity. How's that?
Yeah.
Back in a moment. Stay